Afghanistan's rival presidential candidates have ironed out a power-sharing deal just ahead of the release of the final vote count in elections that were held in June. A result that the two men say they will now respect after previous claims of fraud. Ashrafi Ghani is expected to take the title of president with Abdullah Abdullah. Then it's thought that allowed to pick the man, possibly himself, to be the next chief executive officer. Catherine Clifford explains.
It was a record voter turnout on June 14th as 7 million Afghans went to cast their ballot. However, it wasn't to be a straightforward election. One of the two presidential candidates, Abdullah Abdullah, accused his rival Ashraf Ghani of fraud and called for vote counting to be suspended. In July, provisional results put Ghani in the lead with 56% of the vote, results which Abdullah immediately challenged. As concerns grew for a descent into the ethnic tensions that sparked civil war in the country in the 1990s, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with the two candidates and brokered a deal between them.
With respect to national unity, both candidates have agreed to abide by the results of the audit and that the winner of the election will serve as president and will immediately form a government of national unity.
2 months later, the audit's now finished, and definitive results are due to be announced this Sunday by the Electoral Commission. The two sides say they agree 100% on all points. They've just settled the final details of an agreement to share power, whatever the outcome.